We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 19, Austin, Texas. Recap of episodes 13 and 14. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Decision day and reunion day.
Yeah. Straight
flush. Shout out to everybody checking in early. Nikki B, Spicy Skizzle. So it's been a few days since I've caught a live. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
Shout out to Bodine, man. My bad. Hold up. Bodine and Mrs. He says, this is the wife. Hubby's driving. We'll watch it in the car.
Hey, I like that. Safety first, right? Safety first. Appreciate that.
What have I always told you? When you say I do, it goes from I and me to we.
Okay, whatever.
Even though he did agree with you that they weren't pregnant.
Yeah, they weren't pregnant. She was pregnant. Yeah. You can go down that path all day long. I'll argue it.
I know you will. Nikki B says someone get Britney some knee pads. Jeez, really? That's how we starting it off today?
Wow.
Come on, Nikki. Gee whiz. Shout out to everybody checking in too, man. Okay, so there's a lot to get through on this with these two episodes, right? But the great thing is, episode 13, we're going to blink and we'll be done. It's that damn quick, because they just literally gave us all. You don't have to do the recaps. We literally watched this thing in 3 weeks. Why are we doing recaps?
Yeah, we still remember.
It's not Ready to Love where they did it over 6 months, right? So there was no need for that. But okay, they did. So let's go through this real quick. Just on decision day, where we didn't think the results were going to be what they were. First ones up, Josh and Jalen. What did you notice about this when they got out there?
So what I noticed about this is when Jalen walked up, she didn't kiss him. Like, she gave him a hug. And to me, it looked like a church hug that she gave him. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, because earlier I think my prediction was that Jalen was going to say no.
Right.
So I did notice that. Oh my God, they bring up the Burning Man. I don't want to hear about Burning Man.
Oh, you thought you were done with this?
Yes. I want to be done with hearing about Burning Man. I can't stand it. Uh-huh. But they brought up the Burning Man thing. Mm-hmm. And interesting thing that she said is she doesn't want him to say yes on decision day if he's going to change his mind about the whole community stuff and Burning Man and all the festivals and then resent her later, which I was like, that's interesting. Because after watching this twice and what I know about the reunion, I'm like, interesting.
Well, this is not new. She's been saying this, right? She kept saying this. And thought the same thing you did, said, I honestly thought Jalen was going to say no. Her energy in that therapy hug, church hug, it was bad. And she kept saying it, which Josh took offense to throughout the season, right? Which was, all right. Then, to me, it felt like he was more excited about it.
Yeah.
She, even throughout it, past the church hug, they almost fooled us into thinking that she was going to say no.
Yeah. I really thought she was going to, but it was wrong. They both wind up saying, yes, they want to stay married.
You know, by the way, shout out to Mavs fan for being absolutely right on on being behind the set and not telling us, because apparently she knew everything.
She's got the gift.
Pat and Rhonda, I love Pat's energy when he got to decision day.
Yeah. Well, I did too. And I think it's because you and I thought it was for a particular reason. And I think Rhonda agreed. His energy seemed like he was going to say no. And Rhonda even calls that out, that from where he's sitting, his body language, his hands on his lap, he's leaning back. She feels that he is not going to want to move forward. And Dr. Pia asks Pat, is she right? And Pat says, yes. And then this is where I love this about Pat, because I feel like he finally was standing up for himself.
Yeah.
He said that in his last marriage, he ignored red flags, which I think he was doing with Rhonda, and has a history of not considering himself. He says he doesn't trust that he can be heard and seen as his authentic self. And then he said, for 8 weeks, I've heard over and over again of how much I don't care about her.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I agreed.
And I like the way he came in. And Toya, I wish he would have KTSC too. Kept that same energy, because he did not. Like Jen says, Pat came in with big D energy. Then he tucked that D between his legs, because what happened? All of a sudden, Rhonda says one or two nice things. And this man folded, literally unfolded his legs, unfolded his arms.
Well, I would say before Rhonda said some nice things, the experts, I think, said some things to make Pat change his mind, because they were saying, well, you got to understand this, and Pat's sitting there going, yeah, that's a good point. You're right. So it made Pat question, like, am I overthinking it? Then Rhonda finally tells him some sweet nothings and shows him some tenderness, as he calls it. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, it's different for Pat.
Right. Yeah. I didn't get that. And it really, to me, it was a setup. Because even when she called him out, he's like, this could be a problem. This could be a problem. And yeah, well, we'll get to the reunion in a few. But anything else on Pat and Rhonda and their decision day and this disappointing way it turned out with them both saying yes?
Prime example of trust your gut. When your gut tells you no, go with it.
Melissa's right. Disappointed that Pat was so easily swayed on this. The way he came in, as strong as he came in, there's no way that he should have been swayed. At all. No way at all. But unfortunately, he was. Derek and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I have to say about these two when they first got there. The experts and their acting job. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Pastor Cal.
The Oscar goes to all three. Pastor Cal, Dr. Pia, and Dr. Pepper. For them to act like they didn't know that Megan was pregnant, get out of here. We know y'all knew about that.
If they know everything else that happens on the honeymoon, places that they are not, they know everything else. And this is the one thing they don't know?
Exactly.
Come on.
It's like, come on, man. Y'all are messing full of crap.
But, in the words of Ed Lover, come on, son.
Now, What's funny, and I won't say funny, what was interesting is that they both decide to say yes, which I knew they would because the baby was involved. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if she wasn't pregnant, would they have both said yes? I don't believe so, but we'll never know.
You know, and of course, that was always going to be the question since Derek says, well, now we have more of a reason to stay together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like Nubian Mahogany says, when they do something like that, it makes the show seem fake. Exactly.
Yeah,
we know they know. And I get it. It's, one producer said, hey, let's do it this way. And they're like, you know, this is great. Let's keep it in. No.
Hey, my man. Get in here.
Stop. Yo, Derek probably said, Pastor Cal, that was a little over the top actor. You had hit my hand that hard, bro.
He's up on that dap, cuz.
Now, Janet's going the other way and saying they didn't know. Production edited it out and didn't show it to them.
Come on, now.
Bullshit.
Watching 19 seasons of we haven't done 19 seasons of this, but since season 13, they know. They know.
Okay. If Pastor Cal said it somewhere else that he didn't know, again, it's like Brandy saying that she was actually married the first time. You got to carry on the lie. Sorry, my wife was watching somebody on TikTok or IG that was talking about that again, and that's just fresh in my mind. Suzanne says, legally, they likely had to disclose it. Yeah, again, there's no way they didn't know. There's no way they didn't know. Like we knew these two shouldn't have said yes on decision day, Chad and Belinda.
Yeah. So at least Chad shows up with flowers, which he's been doing that for 8 weeks.
And she still doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah. What are these for?
Jalen didn't get any, so why did I get some?
Why do I get flowers? What's the occasion? Like, it's the session dance. What's the occasion? So, cool. Okay, I'll give Chad his props here that he owned up to how he hurt Belinda because of his attitude towards production and just all that stuff that they talked about, or at least that we've talked about in the last recap of episode 12. Mm-hmm. And they both decided to stay married.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. You know, this was 4 for 4, and we're like, uh-oh. Okay, we know at least one is not going to make it, because Will literally called Brittany and said, hey, I'm going to say no. I'm going to let you know up front so you don't act surprised and fall out on the floor crying and embarrassing all of us. I'm going to tell you now so you can get the crying out ahead of time. Then he shows up first and has a sit down with the experts. Of course he showed up first.
Yeah, because he's on time. It's punctual.
No, because they planned it that way. Come on, stop that.
I was just trying to say, maybe the brother's punctual. He just likes to get on time. So he tells the experts that he's saying no to Brittany because she kept saying that he doesn't feel anything for her. And it seemed like if his feelings didn't match hers, it was wrong. And Pastor Cal says it's almost as if she wants you to fight for her, which I believe you might have said that during one of the recaps we've done. You or me, one of us said that Brittany wants Will to like fight for and be like, no, I really want this. I really want to be with you.
No, it's very true. Even though Toya says no one can make me believe that Will ever like Brittany. Janet says Will needs to be programmed to fight for someone. Need to set him the update. And LaQuana, thank you very much, says, just got here and already hit like. Hey, please hit that like button. If you're in here right now, please do that. Please do that. Please do that. You know, it's the thing about this. Brittany shows up. She's looking good. He took a look and was like, yeah, still, but nah. And then they have a good conversation. She's saying stuff. She drops some tears. He drops some tears. Then he goes, let me do a lap real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to go walk this off. I'll be back. And I really think like he was still set on his no until she started saying all those things and broke out the BWTs. Mm-hmm. And then I think that made him cry because it seemed like Dr. Pia, everybody was all crying over that shit.
No, you know what happened was he didn't have to go walk it off. He had to go for a walk. Hey, remember what we talked about? You say yes. You say yes.
The producer's like, we had a deal.
Like, here's the contract. I will sue you for everything.
We had a deal. You need to walk back in there and say yes.
Now, you walk back in there and act like this is your choice. Action. Yeah.
And we're rolling.
Oh my god. Hey, little homebody says I'm late but present. Up top, fellas.
Up top.
And for those who don't understand the up top, that's because Keith said it came in from the get-go, Terrell. Up top, Terrell. That was so from a regular's story time. So now, Daddy does say with Will and Brittany that Brittany's tears make him uncomfortable, so he will do anything to pacify her, even if it isn't genuine. You know what? I put this up before we get to the reunion for a very specific reason, because it's going to come back up. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I think that is a great point. Let me go ahead and just remind me that I started that so we can get back to it when we get back to Will and Brittany, okay? Yep. Just because this is the end of it. We've got 5 for 5. Oh my God, it's Married at First Sight first. And what a coincidence. It's the first year on Peacock in this new format.
Wow. Everybody said yes. The experts were amazing this season. Oh my God.
Now, quick question before we move to reunion. Did you notice that Dr. Pepper was there in the beginning and the end and nothing in the middle? Is this her exit?
You know, I want to assume so, because maybe she had some other things. You know, I don't want to take that away from her. Maybe she had some other things going on, but I just thought it was odd that we didn't see much of her throughout this season. So don't know if this is her last season or not, but I would love to see more of her, because honestly, I like Dr. Pepper's perspective when she talks to the couples.
Yeah. We get to the reunion, and I am okay. Are you happy that they dropped these two episodes together? I got to ask this, because we get Decision Day, then we skip forward a year and a half to the reunion.
Yeah.
Are you glad that they did it this way and dropped those two together?
I am, just as a viewer. Mm-hmm. And then for those of us that have to watch and take notes and watch these twice, yes. Mm-hmm. Drop the both of these, because it just makes sense. You know, we don't have to drop one and then a week later drop the reunion. Just go ahead and knock them out. If you're going to do it in this format, which I find it so much better, because it just doesn't drag it out for months. So I was happy that they did that.
Now, I do like, considering that, looking at the timeline, it was a year and a half since it, Decision Day to the reunion, which the reunion was beginning of this month, right? Early this month, right? So, which is great. So this is, I hate the reunions that are 6 months before, and they haven't, they're not responding to anything we saw on the show, right? So at least this one, they're Kevin, people were asking, was Kevin going to be back? He was back. Yeah. Your overall thoughts, before we dive into the details of the reunion, things that stuck out to you about the reunion.
Yeah. So I was happy to see Kevin, because I think he does a good job with the reunion. One thing that stood out to me is, did you notice the experts weren't there? So all the other reunions, the experts are normally there, but experts were there this time.
I didn't even notice that, but Asum Dabeeh apparently did, just like you, said the fact that experts were not part of the reunion was cowardice. They did this and should have shown their faces.
I don't think it's cowardice. I think, because here's the deal. I would say, I would probably say the pressure is more on production to get them to say yes than the experts. The experts did their job. And every year, every season, the experts put people like on paper. We understand why they matched these people together. But it just doesn't work out sometimes. So I don't think the experts are pushing them to say, hey, I need you to say yes on Decision Day. Come on. Pat the cow here. Hook me up.
Regarding the reunion, Suzanne says, I'm surprised they remembered each other's names after 18 months. Yeah, you know, we forget people after, you know, the first 2 days of the season being over. So,
yeah. Well, but and the other part, that being so far, some of the emotion is less. Remember the Denver reunion?
Yeah.
All this drama was there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. A year and a half later, it's like you passed it by now.
Yeah. True. I do notice a couple things. Like Chad lost a ton of weight for this reunion, right? And I thought that, which was good, because we always see people coming in, and especially I think Love is Blind, you see a lot of changes, but there wasn't a lot of big changes on people here. You just saw very, very slight things. Like Chad lost a lot of weight, Brittany slimmed down a little bit, and Derek looked like he was starving himself for a fight. You know, like how, you know, fight night, he's about to go for a weigh-in after the reunion. He had to make weight. Because he was in shape already, but he just looked, am I looking at this wrong?
I think it's the haircut.
Okay.
I think he's less hair. You just think his body is overall bigger.
Yeah. He said his head looked bigger. Is that what it is? Yeah. No, see, Jessica says it. Derek looked gone. I thought, yeah. oh, Asum Dabeeh says Derek looked great, but it looked like weight loss from depression. I doubt that. And as far as the haircut, Janet says it was embarrassing. I don't know if I go that far.
I wouldn't go that far. I look good.
I do like... Another thing I noticed, I think Megan came off the best. Tell me if you agree with this. She came off the best on the reunion, and Chad did himself absolutely no favors.
Yes. I think for, if I look at you and I's perception of Megan in the beginning to where it ended the reunion, it's night and day. Mm-hmm. And I do think that she redeemed herself really well. Chad, on the other hand, he went full on asshole.
he said, "Press it up fast forward."
Yeah, kicked it up a notch.
IL says, "Only one I liked at the end is Megan." I am shocked at this, not because you said it, because I think it. Because I was like, wait a minute, am I actually liking Megan now? Is what's wrong with me? Let me. Yeah. Maybe I need to reboot.
Yeah.
And I do like one last thing before we get into the details of it, that Kevin did not ignore what production kept showing us, which was the facial expressions. Because usually those happen and people just ignore them. And he didn't. He called them out.
Yeah.
But to you, you don't think he called out enough, do you?
Oh, he called it out, but didn't get anything out of it. There was no...
Good point.
There was no aha moment or anything special that came from him calling them out.
Good point. By the way, D. Michelle says street justice for Kevin. We'll get to that in a second. Now, here's what we do know, okay? And we'll just cover this now rather than even get into it in each single one. They should have just done this from the top of the episode to the reunion. We know all five said yes on decision day, and we know none of them are together. Same thing Mavs fan told us, which, again, I guess a couple people you need you to go look up some dirt on. but this one, so we know none of them are together. And knowing that, now we could just get into all the details of the couples on the reunion. And we're starting off the way they did with Josh and Jalen, and the fact that she actually, I know you didn't want to hear about it again, but she went to Burning Man.
So I was quite surprised with these. And then with the more I hear the story, the more I'm giving Josh side eye, like a whole lot of side eye. So Jalen went to Burning Man with Josh. She went to experience that whole thing with him, packed up in a tent, was out there for 10 days, no showers and stuff, gross and nasty. I give her credit for actually trying it out. She's also gone to like five raves. Just done a lot of the things that Josh liked. Now, Jalen says that Josh broke it off 3 months before the reunion. And this is where it gets hilarious to me, not to Jalen, but hilarious listening to Josh. Because she says that Josh broke up with me on vacation. And Josh says, no, I didn't. We broke up at the apartment. She goes, I'm sorry. You said you wanted to break up on vacation. And I said, hey, this is the first I'm hearing about this. Let's work through it. And you said fair. Mm-hmm. Then when we got to the apartment, we broke up. He was like, yeah. And then he like said some big shit. I was like, you said the exact same thing.
That's that because Josh is a petty bitch. And that's exactly how he came off on this reunion, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's no reason for all of that he did. And it's just, I want to make sure it's verbatim what was said.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. What are you 100%. Talking about? And here's where I got upset with Kevin, because Kevin didn't ask Josh what has he done outside of his comfort zone that Jalen wanted to do. Because to your point, she went to Burning Man. She was going to go again.
Yeah.
She went to five raves, a bunch of festivals. What has he done that she wanted to do?
He went to spin class.
Okay. Once.
That's that we know of.
So spin class. That's all. She went through the jungle with him twice. She went on the Amazon once, the jungle the second time. I mean, she did all these things for him. I didn't like that. By the way, the thing that was interesting to me is Josh also called Jalen a level 2 while he is a level 10. Now, according to Nikki B, I don't think Jalen partook in the, fun tent at Burning Man. And so she's a 2 rating as opposed to the 10.
Well,
go ahead.
Excuse me. Here's what killed me about that. Excuse me. Had a burp. Josh says that he wants his partner to share his passion for adventure. And I'm like, wait a minute. A few weeks ago, Jalen told you that maybe you should be with someone who shares your passions.
Yes.
Instead of being with me. And he was like, well, no, that's not what I'm saying. And the experts even got involved and said it again. She said it to him twice. Mm-hmm. And he argued her down, saying, no, I don't need to do that. I'm like, no, she was right the whole time.
You know, the thing about it, too, is that now Pasta Girl says, boy's a level 10 liar. Well, not just for calling himself a 10, but he's also a liar, period. Remember the whole thing about the girlfriend? And that should have been the red flag for Jalen a long time ago, right? Because it's not because he cried about Burning Man, it's that he lied when he didn't have to. And the funny thing is that, remember when she said that about, oh, he just is a little lies. He's like, well, can you give me some examples? Give me some examples. Thinking she wouldn't remember. She's a woman. She's never going to forget it. Okay? Let's get that straight, Josh. Remember that for the next one. She's never going to forget it.
Let's talk about what he lied about was stupid. Yeah, sure. You want an example? Great. Let's talk about this assistant that you hired that you told me was someone in their 40s. Yes. Come to find out she's in her 20s. Why lie? Just say you have an assistant in their 20s. Who cares?
Some to be believes Josh was cheating on her during that marriage. Trust and believe. He's because the thing that broke them up, the girl running up, women can tell if that person that you act like you don't know knows you and you know them. I don't know how, but they know. They call it woman's intuition. You can call it a sixth sense. You can call it catching that look and realizing what it was. But they know.
Yeah.
You know, the most disgusting thing about their marriage came at the end of this entire thing. And had Josh just used this as the reason, I would have been fine with it. Mm-hmm. Because we saw the dog. Right? Mm-hmm. And we saw the pictures of the dog.
Yeah.
You know what she calls the cutest dog, which looks like a dog you'd find anywhere else, but whatever.
Cute dog. Dog is super cute.
It's definitely not the cutest.
Yes.
And it's not cute enough for the dog to have his tongue all on her mouth. Now, constantly, because it wasn't just in one picture. It was over and over and over again, right? And Josh just said, hey, she kept kissing the damn dog, and I can't be kissing her after the dog. I had to leave. I'd have been fine. I'd have been like, Josh, you're absolutely right. No matter how many Burning Man she goes through, if she keeps kissing the dog, you have a right to leave.
Yeah.
He could have used that.
Yeah, he could have. I mean, I love dogs, but I don't do that licking me in the face thing or lick me on my mouth. That's disgusting. Yeah. I don't see how people, I don't understand people that do that. I get it. You love your dog. It's great. But having them lick you in the mouth or on the mouth, on your face, just disgusting.
Give you the push of tea. Yeah. By the way, Nikki B says, when men are busted, y'all release the fair hormone and we can smell the fair.
Wow, Nikki. Sound like we picked the scab. Tell us what happened. Who hurt you?
By the way, little Eva says, Jalen doesn't need a man. She has a dog now. And it seems like everybody is right along the same page. Even Bree says, hey, just like her mama. Exactly. They both have dogs. They're both happy. And, you know, it seems like Jalen's in a decent space now. Josh has got a new girl. Was that a little petty, the whole thing?
Oh, it's not petty that he has a new girl. It's petty
her.
Oh, on her part? No. Because apparently Josh told her friends not to say anything to her about it.
Okay,
which, why would you do that?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Why would you? They're gonna tell her.
My bad.
They're gonna tell her. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then he's posting stuff on social media, and you're connected to all these other four ladies. Mm-hmm. You know it's gonna get back to Jay. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was dumb.
Stop it, Lola. now, speaking. Like mother, like daughter. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Chad and Belinda. Because, this was a lot. Mm-hmm. This was a lot. What happened here? There's a lot to get to. Let's just start somewhere.
There is.
Go ahead.
There is. So Belinda said that the intimacy level changed when they moved into the apartment after the honeymoon. And Kevin asked her, like, well, by who? Like, who was not bring the intimacy? And she said that she's not an initiator, but whenever she did, he wasn't interested. And it's because the dog was in the bed, so I'm assuming. And then Chad tried to say, well, you know, I don't sleep often and I usually go to bed around 1:30. And I'm thinking to myself, well, Chad, why couldn't you have gone in there around 10, have some kick the dog out, have some sex, be back on the couch at 10:15 and pour yourself a drink and you're good.
Chad said there's only one set of nuts supposed to be in that bed, and the dog had his in there already.
Thinking like, I don't understand how you not have sex just because the dog is in the bed. Like, take the dog out, have some sex, get out, the dog will hop back into the little wet spot, and you can just go sit on the couch and pour yourself a cocktail.
You go take a shower, get your ass on the couch where the dog obviously doesn't know where how to go there. So you at least you can sleep there where it's clean. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just nasty as hell. I mean, I wouldn't get into bed either. Are you kidding me? Okay, never mind. And the fact that she's like, well, you know, I tried to ask him about, you know, how about I just kick the dog out? How about you kick the dog out day one when he told you that in the first place?
Yeah, I don't think it would matter.
Dog or husband, which one do you want?
Yeah, I don't think it would have mattered. And then she tried to say that she brings up his drinking heavily every night. And
it's funny she did that as to what's coming up next. But go ahead. I'm marking that one now. Go ahead.
So she said after decision day, they both said yes. Mm-hmm. She went to move in, and Chad's cat got spooked by her dog, which pissed Chad off. Chad tells her dog is untrained and doesn't know how to behave. And it so doesn't. She heard someone talking about her baby. She went and grabbed her stuff, and she was out.
She GTFO. She got the F out of here. Hey, okay. The way she did that and the way she said it, right? He got a little scratch. If you've ever been scratched by a cat, there's no such thing as a little scratch, period.
Correct.
Okay. They are claws for a reason. He said the dog was aggressive. I told him he's just a curious dog. No. We saw how aggressive the dog is. The dog, you know, Bruce Lee kicked him in the chest while he was laying in the bed at one point in time. That's an aggressive ass dog. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what happens when you make your dog your baby and they can do no wrong. They run the house.
Now, okay, I get why he would lose his shit. I can't fault her if he was yelling at her.
Yeah.
All right, because she's still got that PTSD from her ex. And he knows you got to wear kid gloves around her, right? Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, leave her ass alone. And that's what he should have done in the beginning. If this, you know you can't deal with this. On decision day, you should have brought her flowers and said, this is the last time you're going to get flowers from a man because all them other men you were dating ain't worth shit. And left it at that.
Well, or let's say you meet somebody that her having a dog in the bed, she's passionate about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just have two separate rooms and y'all have sex in the room the dog's not allowed in. Mm-hmm. And then she can go to bed. You can go to bed. Mm-hmm. Win-win for everybody. I feel like there's a solution to all this stuff. It's not either the dog's in the bed or the dog's out of the bed. There's no in between. There's a gray area.
Mm-hmm. Kelly says, I thought Chad was a combat vet. It's a dog, not a hippo. Doesn't matter. Look, let's be honest. Had he kicked the dog, y'all would have called Peter on him. That would have been the end of it. When the dog kicked him, if he kicked the dog back, that would have been the end of it, right? But hey, what they always tell you, an eye for an eye, a kick for a kick. The funniest thing about it is just because I said that, somebody's going to complain at some point in time when they see this and say, the fact that I'm talking about he should have kicked the dog is a problem. But we have no problem with anybody kicking another person. That's the problem. Jessica says they introduced those pets so irresponsibly. Agreed, Mr. Petman?
There's a way it's supposed to happen, and I'm betting that's the first time the dog was at Chad's house.
Yes.
So I can see the cat getting freaked out because they said the cat has anxiety or something. So
it's a cat.
I know it's possible, but I'm just picturing the cat in the backyard smoking a cigarette, like, I don't know what's going on with this dog in this house. But I again, I'm sure that there's a right and wrong way to introduce pets to each other, especially cats and dogs. But regardless, I don't think that Chad should have let it blow up. He shouldn't have blew up the way he did.
No, he didn't. And we know when he blows up, it's not nice, right? So there's that part. And Kevin goes, you know, Chad, I don't like your ass. Footage, please.
Roll tape.
That's what it felt like. I mean, the way he did that, I'm like, oh, Kevin's picked a side. Go ahead. Let's see it. What'd you think of this footage that we saw?
Oh, it was okay. When we did the recap of season 12, I was a little bit more favorable of Chad, trying to understand his situation. I'm like, yeah, I kind of get it. Seeing this, hey, I was wrong. Chad's an ass. And he owns it. Like, he owns it, but Chad is an ass, man. So they're at Megan's house doing a crawfish boil. Belinda tells the ladies, Belinda tells the ladies she was supposed to move in with Chad, but there was a blow up. Chad's in there talking to the guys, saying, I'm not going to play second fiddle to a fucking dog. I'll be out in my house.
Which
I'm like, okay.
He's right.
I'm the alpha in this house, period. And not just fraternity, in general. So I don't care who comes in. You're not in charge, right? Especially not your pet. But
So somebody has a pet come over, and the pet decides it wants, the dog decides it wants to go jump up in your bed. What do you do first thing? Exactly. And that's all he is saying. Okay.
Yeah. 100%. So then they're all sitting together in the living room. And, you know, of course, you have Jalen trying to find. So, Chad, you know, what's the deal? And Chad says the dog is the trigger. Mm-hmm. And then Jalen's like, well, no. And then Belinda said, I thought you said production was the trigger. So then Chad feels ambushed by them.
OK, stop right there. Before we even get to the ambush. So she can have multiple triggers, but he can only have one, because all of a sudden it was his attitude towards production first. Then it was the drinking. Then it was yelling at her, you know, again. But he can't have two?
Of course not.
Okay. I just want to make sure. We're calling everybody out here. Because we're about to give Chad his flowers.
Yeah, of course he can't have three. So he feels ambushed. And he's like, you know, you're expecting me to say all these things on camera. It's not happening. Then it's like, I'm done. And then he goes, fuck y'all. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, what did everyone else? Why is everyone else catching strays?
Did he do that to them, or was that an overdub? Because he actually said it to production, which you see him saying it to production after. But watching it the second time, I was like, they do have him saying it like he's walking out on them, and he said it. But we know they're overdubs all the time, right? And as we said before, the production will give you that edit if you're an ass to them at any given time, because this is what you do. I got the power. If I have the mic and you talking trash to me, I have the mic. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, you know, you just can't keep blowing up like that. And I think Chad probably has some issues, right, from that he's probably dealing with internally that makes him respond that way. Doesn't mean he gets a pass for it, but it's like, dude, you're too old to not figure out a way to try to control that.
To your point, no pass. I mean, whether it was to the cast or to the crew, it doesn't matter. Tehu says, Chad, am I the asshole? Everybody, yes.
Yes.
We can all agree on that, because regardless of who he said that to, the F you was unnecessary.
Right.
Right? The blowing up at them at times, I get you're frustrated, but that's also unnecessary. You know what you signed up for? It's unnecessary. So we cannot excuse that.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot excuse that. But you still can knock out the fact that they probably edited that to make it seem like he said it to the cast too.
He probably did. Now here's, you watch that and I'm thinking, okay, Chad's going to have to respond, and maybe we're going to see a Chad that's going to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, that was my bad. Shouldn't have did that. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Instead, he looks at Kevin. He's like, yeah, thanks for showing that. And Paquito sarcasm.
And nobody, here's where they left him out to dry. Nobody even chuckled at it, right?
Yes.
Which at the same time, they definitely, and I got, when he said that, I laughed because I understood what he meant. Like, oh yeah, no, thanks for showing that. Now, the way he was looking when he said it didn't help.
No. Yeah.
And Kevin's like, I don't give a damn. Now, speak.
He's like, you want to hear my side? Well, then shut up. Which I'm sure, because earlier people were saying that, you know, justice for Kevin. Kevin's fine, because the more Chad gets pissed, this is great for Kevin. It makes great TV. Like, yeah, get mad. Put it out on me. That's fine. As long as it's on camera. Say what you got to say.
Melissa says Kevin's black card should be revoked for not checking Chad. Were you surprised that, I mean, now Kevin's one, when you meet Kevin is one of the nicest. He is exactly as you see him on the reunion. That is Kevin when you meet him in person, right? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I only met him for a short period of time in the airport in Memphis. However, that was him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But no, he shouldn't have checked chat. It's a reality TV show. Mm. So the more anger and passion and emotion that comes out of these cast members, it's great for TV. So Kevin's like, yes, rage, rage, use the dark side.
Which is what she likes to tweet is kind of saying. Says Kevin was holding on to every Negro fiber of strength from the ancestors to not throat punch Chad. And I get what you're saying, enrage and let it go. And this is part of the job. But at some point, somebody come out of their mouth the wrong way and you can't help it. And you yuck out. You can't help it. It just happens. So kudos to Kevin. Because I don't know if I could have held it. The other part I didn't like, though. Kevin tried to let Belinda use her ex as an excuse. Mm-hmm. The experts mm-hmm. didn't. Remember, Dr. Pia told her, hey, he's not your ex.
Right.
Don't use that as an excuse. Here we are, 42 years later, and still talking about that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he tried to give her that. And if it's something you can't deal with, just walk away from it, which is what she should have done. She didn't like the way he talked to production. Walk the hell away. Don't worry about the camera time that she's still trying to get. Walk the hell away.
Yeah. Well, and when the episode that aired where she first brought up his issue with how he talked to production, we didn't get to see a lot of what he was saying to production. It was little stuff. And I was like, you know what? I get his point. True. You know, they changed up the schedule. He's just frustrated. I totally understand. But now after watching, I'm like, yeah, he's a bit much. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Brown Girl says he was not talking to Kevin. He was referring to the video they showed. You think so?
When he said, way, but you when he said, you want me to shut up? No, he was talking to Kevin.
He was talking to Kevin. even though Lola says the same thing, Kevin probably didn't say anything to him because Chad didn't say that to Kevin. It was probably an edit again. If it was, and I'm Kevin, I'm mad as hell at the production team, and I'm going Chad on them right now for putting that out there and making me look like the ass.
Yeah.
Now we can invoke Chad, huh? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Did you notice when Belinda was talking about it, she's like, well, you know, with my producers, I didn't find that anything was my producers. I wouldn't be surprised to see her and Jalen on some mother-daughter dating show.
I don't know, because I will also say that I made the comment a few recaps ago that Jalen and Belinda weren't really there for the relationship and they were just here to get on the show and see where that can take them. And after watching how things unfolded in the reunion, I'm like, really wasn't Jalen and Belinda weren't the problems. It's chat. So I don't know if she's like vying to try to get her own show because everybody has their own producer.
Yeah.
On these shows. They do. So I totally get it.
Yeah. Now, I have an important question for you because this came up again, of course, the producers and trying to drive a wedge. Do you think Josh threw Chad under the bus about the producers?
No, I don't think so. I think Josh said that, you know, he was caught off guard by this whole text that supposedly happened where Chad said that the producers were trying to drive a wedge. He doesn't recall that. He doesn't recall that text. Chad says, I can't remember the text. Keep in mind, it was a year and a half ago, so I totally get it. So maybe here's the deal. I think Josh is a liar. Mm-hmm. So there could have been a conversation they had. Josh just didn't say anything. I don't look at Chad as a liar. He's an ass. But I don't see him as someone that's just going to make that up.
That's what a lot of the women in the chat are saying. Lil Eva, you can't trust what Josh says. He's a liar. Nikki B, Josh is a wide... Maybe got to go there. Jesus Christ. Toya, on the other hand, says Josh didn't lie. Chad did. Monica says, Josh just be lying. I don't trust anything he says. Keedy, Josh is a liar. Toya, Josh has no reason to lie. Coming back. Bodine, Josh was being honest for once. Now, was this you, Bodine, or this is the wife, or is this we say that Josh?
We.
I'm never going to let that go. Just to let you know that. J. Rowe, Josh be lying. Janet, Josh is a known liar. Chad is not. And Toya says, y'all working overtime to defend Chad. Not at all.
She might be talking about people in the chat, Bert.
I hope so. Because, but I don't think they are. Josh has proven himself to be a liar.
Yeah.
That has been proven on the show and on the reunion. Right?
Yeah.
So we've been given multiple examples.
Yeah.
I don't know. Truly says, I believe Chad. And Bo, do you want to make it clear? It's me. No, it's us. Let me help you out. It's us is what you're supposed to be saying. Oh, he figured it out. We're at the hotel now.
Oh, God. Of course. That's something totally different. That's not the same.
Stop it. I'm trying to help him out here. Yeah, okay. These two. Are we done with them?
I think I am. Belinda's dating someone now that Jalen likes.
Yeah,
and I don't know what Chad's doing.
Yelling at somebody else.
Yeah, yelling at somebody.
Well, look, we still got to get to Will and Brittany, Pat and Rhonda, oh boy, and Derek and Megan. But first, a word from our sponsors.
All right. This episode is sponsored by Cellar and Spice. And if you're hosting this holiday season, listen up. They've got great deals on cookware, serving boards, wine tools, and barware. Everything that makes your home look like you actually got your life together. From cozy kitchen essentials to the perfect gifts for the food lovers in your life. Cellar and Spice has all the good stuff. So visit cellarandspice.com. Make your home look holiday ready without paying holiday prices.
You know, whenever I hear make your home holiday ready, I got to think about you and how much you decorate for Christmas.
I don't.
I know.
I don't decorate for Christmas. That's not my thing. Would I one day, if I was married in a relationship, would I decorate and wear the matching pajamas? Sure. Probably like somebody. I would do it. But till then, nothing going up. Yeah. No tree. But
well, yeah, I mean, and really and truly, if you're married, it wouldn't be you putting it up.
I thought it was think we. You put think it up, right?
My bad. We put that up. Touche.
Yeah.
Good one. Hey, shout out to everybody checking us out, whether you're watching now as part of the live crew or later as part of the replay gang. Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell. You can learn what up top means.
And to all of our podcast fam, listen to your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really helps. And it can, when we say quick review, I mean quick review, like this one from Donna123 and who said, these guys make me laugh and feel happy. I'm glad we can do that. Thank you
so much.
We really do appreciate it. These two don't make me happy, but they do make me laugh. Will and Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
The breakup, because they haven't spoken in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Right? They broke up a week after decision day, which would explain when we saw that video of Jalen and Belinda ganging up on Chad and Chad blowing up on production. We noticed you never saw Will there.
Right.
He was on a business trip, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He was on a business trip. So when he gets back in town, so what I'm betting is he goes on this business trip and processes. And it's like, you know what?
As a reboot.
I don't want to get married to her. I don't want to stay married. I really do want the divorce. So when he comes back, that's when he's says something didn't sit right with him. And he ended it. Yeah. You know, right when he got back. And you can they showed some footage of that, where you could tell that Brittany's trying to talk him out of it. And he's just like, nope, grabbing my stuff. And she said that Will was overly rude, stern, and very cold with this
or
breakup.
As Nikki B put it, Will had to damn near clothesline Britney to get out the door. I like the wrestling reference, by the way. That was good because Britney loves wrestling. okay. To Will being cold in the breakup, he was. Mm-hmm. But was it necessary? Because you if he was pussyfooting around,
yeah,
just you know, when she's think about what she's asking him. She said to him, can you at least tell me you love me? Please don't do this. And somebody's doing that, you gotta cut the ties and go, otherwise you will never make it out.
Mm.
It's worse.
I don't know. I don't agree. I think if you go on a few dates with somebody and you're not interested, you can be cold and just say, hey, I'm not interested, and move on with your life. Y'all been married. You've gone through this experience on TV with a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of invested time that you could still show some compassion, even if you're breaking off with somebody. You can still show some compassion for the fact that you know it's hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go cold, it makes them feel like you don't give a shit that they're hurt. So I don't agree with go ice cold if you're going to break up with somebody. I don't agree with that.
Okay, but here's the problem. Had he said, yes, I did love you, I don't anymore, that would have hurt worse, right? Or if he said, yes, I did love you, and then she tries to go for a hug and he says no, because if he gives it a hug, now you know what happens next. All of a sudden it gives hope, it gives all this, and then it becomes worse. It's like, what do you do when you have to let somebody go? You don't have an hour-long conversation with them, right?
No one said you have an hour-long conversation. It's just show some type of compassion for the person. Because Will is already, he's had a week to process this. Then he came back and let her know. So she has to get caught up to where he's at in that moment. So I just think you can be a little bit more compassionate.
Yeah.
If you got to break up with somebody, there's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't cost anything to show a little bit of compassion and still walk out the door. The result would be the same.
Angel Z says he needed to put his foot down. She kept talking him back into working things out. Yes, it's tough. It's hard to see somebody in front of you crying and going, but I love you. And you got to go. All right, so I'll see you later.
Oh, that's
what?
And
I'm sorry, I've had to
that.
Do that before, but I'm sorry if you've never had to do that. However, in that moment, and I know it's cold, he's been cold all season. We can trash him for everything else he did throughout the season. But in that moment, if you're going to walk out and that be it, and this is the last time y'all speak, that was the way he had to do it. There's no other way. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think you have to be an asshole about it. I think you could still show a little bit of compassion.
J-Roll says the problem is Will doesn't show emotion. Very much so. You know, because we find out that Britney wrote a letter, right? And he didn't even read it, which Aegon says, sorry, but he was 100% right on not reading that damn letter. Someone wrote me a 3-page letter. I read the first 2 sentences and threw that out.
Well, she wrote him a letter because he blocked her.
Well, yeah.
So she can't communicate. So she wrote a letter just trying to, because I think she needed closure. And I'm not saying he had to read the letter. I just thought it was cold. He was just like, did you read it? Nope.
Yeah. And okay. But that was him closing the door on it completely, right? And so I think him saying no was, if she thought there was ever a chance, know that it's gone. It's done, right? And to your point, she needed to write it. And that's fine. Get it out. Put it on paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that she said it, she gave it to him. So it's not that she has it and keeps reading it over and over again. Get it out, put it down, and go.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now, the whole thing about somebody telling him, and I wonder who's this nosy neighbor, who's this nosy Karen he's got in his apartment that was telling him that she kept popping up there. Do you believe her or do you believe the nosy neighbor?
Well, you know, normally the ladies in the leasing office are usually pretty attractive. So maybe there was somebody in there that was really wanted to holler at Will. They saw the cameras. They saw the stuff. And they're like, you know what? Been keeping an eye out on your door, Will, while you was out of town. I don't want to start no mess, but that Britney girl keeps walking around.
You know, the girl with the nails? Yeah, she keeps coming back.
Yeah, just know I got your back. I'm always looking out for you, Will.
Nikki Bass says, I believe the leasing office. And Little Eva says, I think it was building security who told Will about Britney. That was. I do like, and I thought that this was a strong moment for her when Kevin asked if she had anything she wanted to say to Will. And he didn't read the letter, so no, it was all written in the letter. I'm good.
Yeah.
I like that moment. But then Will apologized and she finally wanted to say something. Do you even accept his apology? What do you think of her response to him?
No. I think you stand on business. You went cold, stay cold. Mm-hmm. Don't pay me a compliment later. After the fact, you treat me like shit. Okay, keep that energy.
Yeah, exactly. Genesis, I live in an apartment. How does the leasing office know anything of who visited? You may not live in that apartment, though.
Yeah, you're not on TV.
Now, the next one up, let me start that one. We'll come back to that. Pat and Rhonda. Next up, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Pat realizes that he should have stuck to his guns and said no, like we said, on decision. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. And to me, if anything proved it, it was the reunion. Because Rhonda, a year and a half later, is at 64 and a half, is still no better than she was at 63 and no closer to taking any accountability at all.
No. Not at all. Rhonda said that here's what's interesting about this breakup. They were together for 9 months and then Pat went to Europe for a month. He already had this trip planned and she had already took some time off so she couldn't go. When he came back, she said he was a great listener. She's very complimentary. And for the next 10 days, her words, I was on cloud nine. Then she wakes up one morning and hears Pat sitting outside listening to a meditation on anger. So she's like, interesting, because she's been on cloud nine. Like, everything is fine. So she asks him, hey, are you angry? And Pat said, not right now, but I can feel myself getting angry. Right. And then here's where it gets messy. She says, is this because we haven't had sex since you've been back from Europe? And Pat said, yes.
He's been gone for a month. He comes back doing all the things that you wanted him to do that made you feel you're on cloud nine. At no point on the way up to cloud nine did you say, hey, brother, have a piece of this cloud.
Yeah.
No. I mean, and then even think about this. He's been doing all that for 10 days and you still haven't done anything. And he tells you, I'm not angry yet, but I'm getting there. Is it because of this? Yes.
Yeah.
And you still go, okay. And go back to you know, tend into the garden or whatever you were doing. That's why 2 minutes into the next date, the next day, he dumped your ass. There's a reason for it.
If I'm gone for a month.
About Rhonda.
Yeah, if I'm gone for a month, the first thing you should be doing, unless you're sick, something's wrong. Not saying that you got to do it no matter what. But the first thing we're going to do is probably have some sex. If I've been gone from you for a whole month. And then to not only be back laying next to you for 10 more days and to not have sex at all. Yeah, that's a problem.
T-Money Baby says, why do y'all need sex so bad? It's good, but damn. Apparently.
You should have stopped that. It's good. That's why. It's good.
That was the answer.
Yeah. I mean, who else gets some? Well, this is good, but I don't need it a lot. I mean, steaks are good. True, I shouldn't have it every day, but I'm not going to go a month without a steak. I'm not going to go 10 days when steak is laying next to me. I'm not going to go 10 days and not eat it.
Jessica says Rhonda was emasculating Pat, saying she wasn't attracted to him anymore, because that's what came out.
Yeah.
She's basically said when he said yes on decision day, she dried up. Right? Because he was, you know, here's a crazy thing about it. When he showed up and was mad and had his leg crossed the other way and, you know, kept keeping to himself, she was probably like, oh, my God, I got the tingles, Pat. And the minute he was like, oh, Rhonda, she was like, zip. Pat, you got to stand 10 toes down, brother. You cannot ever give up. Never give up. Never surrender.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she said that his insecurities were a turnoff for her, and that's why they haven't had sex. Because it's not like they haven't had sex since Decision Day, but she was just kind of turned off by his insecurities. And Pat said that he doesn't feel worthy and loved if he doesn't have sex. Mm-hmm. So for some people, when you think about love languages, physical touch, that's not, doesn't always just mean holding hands. Mm-hmm. It means I need to have that physical connection with you, and it helps me stay engaged in the relationship. So I don't want to put words in Pat's mouth, but that's what it does for me.
Well, you know, here's the thing about it. It would also explain why she didn't do what Anitra says, because mm-hmm. Anitra says that Rhonda should have nightgowned Pat right on the spot while the angry meditation played. That's what she should have done.
I don't think she's the nightgowning type.
Apparently not, but she is the, she is the burial in the backyard type, because that's what she tried to do to him immediately after. I mean, this it's nuts. She always wanted everything to be about her. Mm-hmm. What did she ever do for him? I don't recall anything. And somebody please remind me of what Rhonda did for Pat and the whole time that we saw, the whole season, because she always wanted him to do for her. Mm-hmm. What did she do for him? Not a damn thing.
She got him out of his comfort zone, which I think was needed. Remember the
thanks, Josh.
At the wedding? Yes. At the wedding when they jumped into the pool in their wedding clothes.
That's, you know why he jumped into the pool? Because he knew if he jumped in there, he was going to jump in something else later.
He was playing a long game, is what you're saying?
No, it wasn't that long of a game. It was just right after they got out of the clothes. He knew exactly what was happening. He knew it. He knew it. That's what he did. And it's not like she didn't know. Here's the thing. Rhonda knew exactly what she was doing, because she knew why he left his first wife. Mm-hmm. He said it was because of sex. Mm-hmm. He told us that. So, you know, he told her that. Because mm-hmm. Pat does like to talk about himself. We found out early on. And then he had to learn to stop talking about himself. Mm-hmm. But Rhonda is petty as hell, man. Petty. And she pretended at the end of this segment to actually have learned something from the show. Do you believe her?
No. I think she's still going to be who she is. I think she might watch the show back and not really think she did anything wrong. Mm-mm. At all. I think she's so set in her ways that I don't think she would see that she has some opportunities.
Right. She likes to tweet, says, all Pat wants to do is watch rocket ships go off and be happy. Because is that too much to ask? Which is kind of like the same thing. Rocket ships going off and sex, right?
Kinda.
Oh my gosh. All right, sorry. Let's go. Moving on. Derek and Megan. First thought for this, when I saw them and they start talking about the pregnancy, Megan mm-hmm. starts to break down. We find out that she lost the baby. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong in thinking that Derek seemed really cold when Megan was crying? He just seemed just like stoic, stone face.
Yeah.
No emotion. He seemed like Will.
Yeah. I wouldn't agree with that. And the reason why I say that is it's been a year and a half. Mm. So Derek's processed it. Now, I think that in my opinion, I have no science or data to back this up, but I feel like a miscarriage is harder on the woman because it was in her body. It was part of her. Mm-hmm. Derek doesn't know what that's like. Right. And so I think that he's probably processed it and moved on where mm-hmm. it could take some women years to get over a miscarriage. So mm-hmm. I don't think that he was being too stoic. I just think that he's in a different place than what she's at.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that could be it. And it has been a while. He has moved on. They did break up. They didn't speak after. But the reason they broke up. And you kind of put this out there in Decision Day. Mm-hmm. Is this why they broke up? Because the baby was no longer a part of the equation?
I don't want to say that that's why. Because mm-hmm. I don't know. But what mm-hmm. I can say is if she wasn't pregnant, I don't believe that Derek would have said yes on decision day. If you look at all the different challenges that they had before this baby came up, to me, it wasn't going down the right path. And then after the miscarriage, then they started having a lot of clashes, which to me, that sounds like what you were doing before the miscarriage. They're having a lot of clashes. Megan wanted to go through therapy. And then they had a terrible fight, which we saw them have a bunch of those.
Many of those did they have?
Yeah, we saw them have a bunch of those. And so then Derek was like, look, I don't love you anymore. And he breaks it with her over the phone and moved out.
Okay, so is it the breaking up over the phone that you think is wrong in this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the breakup over the phone. Again, it depends on how long y'all been together. I think in this case, y'all gone through 8 weeks of miscarriage together. I think that's more of a conversation you have sitting on the couch than doing it over the phone. Because I think that's what pissed Megan off, is there was no compassion from him. And I think he did what Will did. Go cold. I'm cutting it off. I'm going to go straight cold on you. And I don't think that's the right thing to do, especially if you know how much it's going to hurt the other person.
Right. She likes tweets, says, I think he was done when she mentioned that just because they're having a baby doesn't mean that they have to be together on decision day, which technically is, and we talked about this last time, technically is a true statement, but they could at least try, and it looked like they were going to try. And, you know, things happen. And obviously now, not so, but people are beating up Derek right now in the comments a lot because, they say he mentioned his new girlfriend, right? And it's interesting because here's the thing about this. He brings up his girlfriend, but right before that, Megan says she didn't remember any of the good until she watched the show. And then she watched the show and remembered all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then the next good thing he had to say was, well, I got a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Can't wait to have kids.
To be fair, Kevin asked Derek. Derek just the one talking about, yeah, we had a miscarriage, but enough of all that. I'm dating somebody. And that's not what happened. Kevin asked him, and he said he's been dating this person for 7 months. He said that she's excited to be a mother, but I didn't hear him say that she's pregnant. He just said that she's excited to be a mother one day, which is what he wants.
Initial thought for me was, oh, is she pregnant? Because that's what it sounded like the first time. And then I spoke to you, and you're like, I don't think so. And so I went back and watched it again. I was like, okay, maybe.
Now, I do think it was kind of messed up to say that to in front of the woman that you just had a miscarriage with.
Right.
I met this girl. She's excited to be a mom.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the right look. But again, Derek could have had a little bit more compassion in how he handled it. But good for him. I mean, it's been a year and a half. So it's totally fair that for 7 months, he's been seeing somebody. They're in love with each other. And I'm happy for him. And Megan apparently has been doing some dating, and I'm sure she's going to find her person too. So I think they'll both wind up having a happily ever after, just not with each other.
And we both find out that they obviously have both been on the same app, because she said she was on Raya 2 months ago, even though he said he's been in a relationship for 7 months. The shade, by the way, smooth. she just made him have a whole nother discussion with his girlfriend.
Well, but okay, but here's what we don't know. We don't know how long that they've been exclusive, right? And a lot of times you're on multiple dating apps. A lot of people will do multiple dating apps. He might have forgot that he was on that one and just hadn't turned it off. You can hide your profile, or you can do stuff that he's not getting notifications. Who knows? I wouldn't want to make an assumption that he's with this girl for 7 months, but he's also pursuing people on the dating app. I think it's easy to try to go there, but
okay. You know. To your point, because Sinan's fan says dating for 7 months, but not exclusive if he's still on dating apps. However, dating for 7 months, 2 months ago, he was on Riot, right? What if 7 weeks ago is when they determined that they were going to be exclusive, and so he jumped off Riot, and that's when they started saying, I love you. He never said how long they've been saying, I love you.
Right.
He just said, they say it.
100%. It's possible.
It could have been the day before.
All we're saying is, it's possible. Not saying that's what happened. We're just saying that possible.
Even though Tiffany's like, he did not forget to delete his dating profile. I don't think I've ever had one. But have you ever forgotten to delete your dating profile?
No, but I mean,
but you also don't leave any unread emails. So
yeah, I don't leave unread emails. I don't like notifications on my phone. So I'm like, I pay attention to all that stuff. So no,
you're not normal. You are Will, sir. Well, you are a robot when it comes to that.
I have a heart.
Even though everybody else is Nikki's, stop. Daddy says Josh-ish. Janet, oh, stop it. Toya says some people don't take 5 months to be exclusive. I'm just going to go that route.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife has all my passwords. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, baby, open my phone. It's such, 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 such. I ain't got nothing to hide. And my phone rings and she tried to bring it to me. Man, answer the phone. I don't even know who's calling. Answer it. Nice try, though. I like that. Yeah. Anything else from these two? Because it seems like they seem to, besides the jabs that they took at each other, it seems like they're both like, well, I wish you the best. I wish you this. I want you to have the same love.
Well, I think so, because it's been so long, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine if it was only 6 months from decision day. They might not be as cordial. And not just this couple. Actually, they might not be as cordial. But mm-hmm. it's been a long period of time where I think both have had time to process things and be able to move on. And hold on to all, you know, a grudge and all that, that's not healthy. It's better just let it go.
So Nance fan said, so they were both on Raya. I wonder if they matched. That would have been funny as hell.
It would be.
Nikki B also says that Megan showed growth. This is what I thought. Yeah. I thought, and I said this at the beginning of this, I thought Megan came off the best on this reunion. And I you all know, if you've been watching this, I'm no fan of Megan's at all season. I've been no fan. I've not taken it easy on her one bit. But she showed the most growth, even showing some compassion to angry Chad, right? Yeah. When everybody else was dogging him out, it was Megan first, then Will, and then Pat, who had his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Megan, I thought, to me, she's shown the most growth from episode one to the reunion. And I think she's the only one that I truly believe out of everybody that actually looked back and said, you know what? I could have been better. Mm-hmm. I could have did some of this. I could do something different. I think she learned a whole lot about herself. And so I think it's great. But I think she gets the award for what's the most improved.
Most improved. Now, A. Godden says, yes, and Josh is the worst. Now, I know there's some people who will disagree and say Chad is the worst. Shall we take a quick poll? Who was worse? Because if we say that Megan was the most improved, the best, she came out the best on the show, who came out the worst on the show?
Josh.
You think Josh?
I think Josh. Because Chad was an ass throughout the show. So he didn't change. Something different. Will was a robot throughout the show. He didn't do anything different. Josh, to me, did a 180 of what we thought he was up until... we'll be here about the breakup and during the reunion. So I think Josh winds up being the worst.
A lot of people are agreeing with you saying Josh is the worst, but then Little Eva says Jalen and Belinda are the worst. Karen says Josh. IL says Will goes a different way. Jay Ivy, Josh is the all-time worst. Fierce Fashion says Derek. Dang, Pink Butterfly, Derek, really? She likes to tweet, will not stop with this. It says that Josh is the worst. I saw you doing this earlier. Stop it. She likes to throw shade. How about that?
Yeah.
Keeney says Josh. Nikki V says Josh. Ravens girl, Josh, no accountability. Lucy B says, look, I told y'all Josh was the guy on Sleeping with the Enemy. Here's why I'm surprised. I don't disagree with y'all. I'm just surprised because the way everybody jumped on Chad, I just knew you were gonna say Chad.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
I really expected that. By the way, and so Monica says, hold my beer. Nothing worse than an old fool. So Chad. And IL says all nine minus Megan were the worst. All right. Josh is definitely hands down. I guess The live crew has spoken. Joshua is definitely the worst.
Yeah.
By the way, a couple of things that popped up in here, right? Just want to make sure that we get this because Nubia Mahogany says, Terrell appears to be very organized. Yes. I told you his house is staged.
Yeah, it is very organized. Very clean, very neat, minimalist, organized.
Which is kind of weird that he wears shoes all through the house and doesn't have a problem with dogs anywhere except the damn bed.
Yeah.
See?
100%. Yeah.
Well, when it comes to notifications, Lucy B says, notifications annoy me. Can't handle unread messages. That's definitely Terrell. And when you said that, she likes tweets, says, oh, my God, same. I hate having unread things and notifications.
See, we got so much in common. She likes to tweet.
Debbie had put this up here, and I'm going to have to look into this because she's saying that we keep saying less than $3 a month, but it's $3.99. I went and looked in the background of that, too, and it still says $2.99, so we got to figure out what's happening. So, yeah, we'll check on that, Debbie. I appreciate that. You know, and you're not the first person to say that, and I remember when it was said, I was like, wait a minute. I went looking, and we checked it, and it says $2.99. So I don't know if YouTube is like, yeah, we want our tax, too, so add another dollar. The ads are not enough, damn it. And Danny says, we have a match. Oh, my God. Hey, Fierce Fashion, you're like me. I get like 10,000 emails unread. They're looking at me, looking right past them. I'm that too.
How do you sleep at night? How do you go to sleep? I don't get it.
Easy. Close your eyes. Lucy B says that's the tariffs. Yeah, blame Trump. That's what it is. We'll look into it again, though, because if we say this, expect it to be that, right? So we'll look into it and find out what's going on. So appreciate you guys, man, because this has been a fun season.
Yeah.
A quick season. Usually this carries on for months. This has been good, and we'll see. Right now, we've got, what's the next thing? We've got Ready to Love.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, we've got Ready to Love. We got Random Thoughts feedback. Yeah. And then more story times.
Yep.
For the regulars.
Indeed, for the regulars. Now, Karen did put this up, said they will be in Seattle next Married at First Sight. They did show us that. They gave us some snippets, a sneak peek at next season. They said more couples than ever, right? So that means at least six couples, right?
At least.
Because there were five this season. So it's got to be at least six. the question, here's the interesting thing, because Jessica says, anyone else think it was Jill and on the season 20 trailer? And somebody else said they thought it was Brittany. I think I saw that on Mavs Fan, like, oh, it looks like Brittany. I'm like, it doesn't look like Brittany. It doesn't look like Jill. And I don't think that. But then again, who knows if they would actually put them right back in. Hey, girl, you got to move to Seattle.
Yeah, my guess is it's somebody from another reality show. I don't think it's somebody from Married at First Sight.
And we'll see how this one goes, man. I think this is going to be an interesting one again. And I appreciate you guys, man. Without you, Terrell wouldn't be watching these. Me and my wife, we still would be. We still would be. That's what happens when you get married, Terrell.
Yeah.
I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod, and on IG, the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
The Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.